What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Hole Show on 1310 KFKA.
'Cause I'm TNT, I'm dynamite, TNT, and I'll win that fight, TNT, I'm a power load, TNT, watch me explode.
12:31. Welcome back into The Hole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Now we're waiting on CSU head football coach Jay Norvell to give us a call as they finally get set to take on Michigan on Saturday. It was great. I was talking to Kevin about this in the 11 o'clock hour. Like, think about this. Last year, before CSU took the field against Nevada, it was like, oh boy, this is going to be rough. Probably going to lose this game. Because Nevada, remember, Nevada was a pretty salty team, pretty good team. Coach Norvell built on that program, and they were winning like 6, 7, 8 games, you know, kind of around that margin per season. So winning records, going to bowl games, all that. So Nevada was clearly a better team going into that game, and we were thinking, uh-oh, they're going to lose to Nevada at home to finish the season. And then they have Michigan, so it's going to be like six losses in a row. And it's like, nobody's getting excited. It's going to be more of the same. Yet you bring this new coach in, and we all know about the era or the exciting new era that's surrounding this team and this program. And it is exciting to see what the Rams are going to do, man. And it just went from, oh, all right, Michigan, that's going to be a loss. Moving on, who's next? Middle Tennessee, got to try to beat them. Now it's Michigan? Okay. Still could be a loss. Very well could be a loss. 30.5 is the spread right now. But it just changed so much when Jay Norvell was hired. I mean, first off, it's rare anyway to see a coach in the same conference just jump over to the next conference. So Rams fans were already pumped because you're like, whoa, he did it already in the Mountain West with Nevada, a team that doesn't spend a lot of money on their football program. We know CSU spends money. Look at the Canvas Stadium. The facilities are phenomenal. Hell, their practice field is gorgeous. And they have top-notch weight facilities and resources for their student-athletes. I mean, the list goes on and on and on what they have. So Rams fans went, wow, if he could do that with Nevada, imagine what he could do with the resources in Colorado State. Oh, you got Michigan? No, that's just exciting. An opportunity to be on national television. It doesn't matter what the final score is. Because you are, the outlook is so bright. I was talking to Kevin at practice yesterday. Hugh Millen, Clay Millen's dad, who has a football pedigree, mind you. I mean, he played for Washington, was pretty good there, played in the NFL for like 10 years. Kind of a journeyman backup kind of quarterback, but still, to play in the NFL, no matter what, is a huge achievement. So he was saying, hey, no, I knew it. This guy, when we talked to him about Clay, no, absolutely. This dude is the real deal. He's going to be something else. And so far, so good. I mean, he is. He has been. Now you want to see what that looks like with CSU or with Colorado State this season and everything that they've got going. Hey, I just read this too, Angel. I'm a big fan of this guy. So it's the play-by-play and analysts are going to be Mark Jones and Robert Griffin III, RG3, going to be calling this game.
RG3 is up and coming in the broadcast world.
He's been doing pretty good.
He does a really good job.
Boy, I missed on that one. That was my guy. I thought he was going to be the next big thing. And he was his rookie year, and then he gets hurt. But that just makes it even bigger, doesn't it? Getting on play-by-play Mark Jones and Robert Griffith. That works. That just shows you, again, how big this game is. And again, when I say big, it's big for CSU to get out there on the spotlight and go up against the Michigan Wolverines, a top-tier team. It's amazing, though, just how the storylines change. What would be the feeling today if it was still under the old regime? It would be jokes, right?
Depressing.
There'd be just jokes all over Twitter. It would be, oh, good, we're going to lose by 50, but maybe we'll slow it down so we can just run the ball and run the clock out and get out of there and hope nobody gets hurt.
Maybe we can kick a field goal.
I mean, that's it. You'd be seeing it. Trust me, Twitter would be full of jokes and snarky stuff from Rams fans And I wouldn't blame you. I get it. The excitement wouldn't be there. But instead, it's just a completely different story about what this, what the outlook looks like. Jay's wife just tweeted on at me. I promoted the interview coming up. She said, oh, that's the reason why he put me out of his office. Yeah, I mean, you've got to clear people out of there. So we're going to be getting Coach Jay Norvell here on in just a moment, talk about this game. It's really cool, though, how it's changed. You know, last year was just, it was just rough. It was a bad deal all the way through. And we were pretty close to it. I mean, we had football players on this program. Great Ellison Hubbard, good friend of mine. He's going up against DeDazio this weekend. Same Houston State and A&M, right? I think that's this weekend. That's interesting. Then we had Scott Patchen, kind of two guys on the on different sides of that deal. And so we were pretty close to getting both sides of the story about DeDazio and everything. But at the end of the day, the results were the results. This team wasn't exciting. It wasn't just the wins and losses. It just wasn't exciting. It wasn't exciting in the COVID year. It was only a couple of games, but people still kind of saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah, and you can see that if you just, you know, watch players, watch coaches, maybe not coaches as much, but the body language of players, whether or not it's at practice or during the game, if they're not pumped up and excited, if it's a close game or something in the second half, then it's a locker room issue. It's a coaching issue. And it looks like CSU has put the pieces in place to fix those issues. And it sounds like the players are excited to almost restart what CSU can do.
Even the guys that were on this team last year, no question. Just got a text here. As expected, running long should be close, though. We're getting close, Angel.
We're getting close.
Do we need to take a break, or do we just ride this out? What do you suggest? You tell me. You're driving this thing.
Oh, well, in that case...
I don't know, man.
We could probably take a break.
Can we just get rid of the top of the hour? Can we just get rid of that? Can we do that?
I don't think I have that power.
Ask Michael. He could.
I don't
do
even
it.
Think Michael has
Does
that.
Does anybody
power.
Like we got to just pull breaks, man. We know we want our advertisers to be happy, but people are going to be tuning in for this one. He's so well spoken, too. Don't you like guys like Norvell where you look at him and go, that guy can do probably anything he sets his mind to. He's that talented of a guy.
Sure.
If he wants to be in the media, he could be in the media. If he wants to write books, he did. He can write books. If he wants to be a motivational speaker, great. If he wants to be a head coach, he's doing it.
If he wants to be a mechanic, he's got the shirt for
He's got the shirt for it. I love that, too. I'm into that kind of stuff. You know, things that really tell a story of what, you know, he's going to work every single day. It's work. We are going to do the little things right every single day to make this work. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I believe we've got him on. So we're excited about this. Getting set. Couple days away. Joining us now on the First Advantage hotline, CSU Rams head coach Jay Norvell. Coach, thanks so much for giving us some time today.
Oh, absolutely.
Coach, we're ready to rock and roll, man. I mean, it's been we've been building this one up for quite some time. CSU Michigan. I know you guys are just ready to get out on the field.
Yeah, we're really excited to get started. You know, there comes a point in this game where you just got to start playing games. I mean, we've practiced, we've done all the preparation. You know, we've done all the game simulations and crowd noise. I think our guys are sick of hearing the Michigan fight song. We play it every day in practice, and you know, you could hear it in your sleep. But, you know, that's all part of it. But we're at the point where we gotta play some games, and we gotta find out who's gonna respond in pressure situations, and these guys gotta learn to play together under fire. I think that's one thing we've been talking about since training camp started. Is how are we going to handle adversity and how are we going to support each other when tough times come?
Coach, do you look at this game too and say, what better way to learn a lot about this group? I mean, obviously you know a lot about this group. You've been with them for so long, but to see what they do going up against an opponent, do you look at it and say, hey, might as well go up against one of the projected best teams in the country?
Yeah, I mean, it works out that way, right? So, I mean, they're a quality team. They were really, really outstanding last year. Yeah. I mean, they had They had two defensive ends and a safety that were all high, high draft picks, some of the best players in the country at those positions, first round and high second round picks. Those guys are not there, but they still have very, very quality players. They have outstanding special teams. Some of the best special teams play that I've seen in several years. They have multiple return men that can return kicks for scores. They cover kicks. They have excellent specialists. Really do a great job in special teams. And so it's a big challenge, but that's, it's also with that comes an amazing opportunity. And, you know, our kids have worked very hard the last few months. They've been really committed and dedicated to what we're doing. And now that it gives us an opportunity to show the nation what Colorado State football is all about. And so it's a great opportunity, and we're looking forward to it.
But Coach, you, and I've said this a lot on this show, I've told you this, you have done such a phenomenal job of getting out and about and promoting this program. I don't know that I've seen someone do it quite like you're doing it. But then, like you just said, we have another opportunity Saturday. This is going to be huge. I mean, this essentially starts our college football weekend off, CSU and Michigan. So a lot of eyeballs, both in the stadium, in the big house, and on the television, are going to be watching your Colorado State Rams. And I know you've been talking about the new era, building this Fort Air Raid up here in Fort Collins. I mean, what better way to start showcasing that than kind of essentially prime time, 10 o'clock on Saturday morning?
Well, I played in that time slot, and it's been some of the most watched games in the country are played at that time slot. You know, when I was at Oklahoma, we used to play the Red River rivalry about that time, and about 12 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Central, and it's a great time to play. Everybody's getting up, and they want to see college football. I'm so excited and proud to have the Rams be represented in that time slot and really get a chance to show people what to do. You know, I've gotten a chance to play in these games as a player, too, and the one thing I told our kids was that the biggest thing is you don't want any regrets. You know, you want to look back at the end of the day and said you gave your best, you were prepared, and you did all you could. And you can live with that, you know, and that's what we want. We want to go out there, be clear-eyed, and give it our absolute best and show, you know, this Michigan team and the country, you know, what kind of football team we have.
We're talking to CSU head coach Jay Norvell. Coach, I mean, obviously this is a big game. It's Michigan. We know what it is. Do you handle that differently at all in your conversations with the team? I mean, is that brought up a significant amount? Like, hey, this is Michigan. This is the big house. Or do you try to go back and try to treat this as just another game? Where are you at on that side of things?
No, we've been talking about it for some time. I mean, we've known since I accepted the job, we knew we were coming. We were going to start the season in Ann Arbor. So we addressed the atmosphere. It's a different atmosphere. We've addressed, you know, the spotlight that a game like this is. We've addressed playing on national TV. So all those things have been addressed. We don't dwell on it. I think the most important thing that we're trying to establish is our standards and expectations and the way we go on the road. I mean, this is a road game. You know, whether we're playing Michigan or whether we're playing Washington State or Nevada or Boise, you know, you got to be ready to play 60 minutes with road toughness, and you got to stay together, and you got to have some grit and toughness about the way you handle that. And so we've talked about that, and that's what we want to do in this game. We want to go on the road and play 60 minutes of Ram football the way that we want to play. And I think that's important. You know, we have a very different style in Michigan. We have a style that really they never play in their conference. And so, you know, it's up to us to rise to the challenge and to do the things in this kind of game to make the game difficult for them. And so it's going to be interesting. I mean, this is about as contrasting in styles as you're going to see all year in a football game. But we have to block them. We have to get open. We have to protect the quarterback. We have to play their run game. You know, we have to play the game. And that's you know, what we've been preparing for.
I certainly want to ask you about that quarterback in just a moment, Coach. But I wanted to ask you this, too. What's your relationship like with Jim Harbaugh? You guys have played against each other. I mean, you're no strangers. You've had a career. I'm looking at all the notes between you two over the years. What's that like today?
Well, it's you know, today we're getting ready to play Saturday, so we're probably not talking.
probably not talking for a while. When's the last time you talked to Jim Harbaugh?
It's been a couple of years. Okay. I mean, Jim and I, there's probably not another person that we've had so much crossover in our football lives. I mean, we played against each other in college. We played together with the Chicago Bears in the NFL. We coached together with the Oakland Raiders. I was the offensive coordinator at UCLA. We played Jim his first game at Stanford. We beat him there, and then we played him in his first bowl game at Stanford when I was at Oklahoma. We beat him there, and so it's just a lot of history. He's a great guy. He's done a great job in his career as a player and a coach, and so it's an honor to take a team to Ann Arbor and play against a good Michigan team.
Coach, what do you make of the way he's operating his quarterback situation right now? He's going to start. It sounds like he's going to start one guy against you, Cade McNamara, and then another guy in J.J. McCarthy the following week. Do you view that any certain way, or do you just look at it as it's gamesmanship, it's him just trying both guys to see what he's got?
You know, I'm going to answer that question honestly. I didn't like it when I heard it. I didn't like it. And so, you know, these aren't preseason games. They're not scrimmages. They're games. And so I don't know. I got a football team. I got my hands full coaching my own football team. I'll let Jimmy coach his. But I didn't care for that when I heard about it, and so we'll see what happens. It's our job to get our team ready to play, and that's kind of where we'll keep our focus.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one 100% as far as the quarterback situation. However, we think we know your quarterback, right? Clay Millen this weekend. I mean, that's going to be a heck of an opportunity for him. His first college football start.
Yeah, I was gonna make an announcement that, you know, Clay's gonna start against Michigan and Giles Pueller's gonna start against Middle Tennessee.
Why didn't you do that? I didn't want to
be a jerk. But anyway, no, Clay's done an amazing job. I'm really excited to see him play. I think all of our young quarterbacks have really worked hard and come a million miles. You know, I made this comment yesterday. You know, since we started practice in August, Clay's had 650 passes in team in practice. And just to put that in perspective, our starting quarterback last year, Carson Strong, had 531 passes the whole season.
Wow.
And so just in a month, Clay's been in all these different situations that he's going to have to do in games. And that's the cumulative effect of how we practice. You know, as we go through the season, we should improve and get better every week. And Clay's going to learn from his opportunities. His dad's first college road start was in Ann Arbor. And so, you know, there's just a lot of crazy little things that are happening for Clay and for all of us in this game. And so I'm excited for him to see him play. He's really prepared hard and he's practiced hard. And so it's the point now where I'm just really excited to watch it, to see our guys play a game.
Yeah, and that was an interesting note, too, about his dad on that his first road start for Washington was against Michigan. I was talking about this, Coach, a lot, the pedigrees of you guys, all that you've accomplished in your football career. Your offensive coordinator, Matt Mummy, of course, with his dad, Hal Mummy. And then you take Clay, and his dad was really good at Washington and played in the NFL for a while. I mean, my goodness, right there, your three, in most situations, your three most important guys, you guys all have such a rich football history.
Yeah, I'm really fortunate to have so many really quality people around, and I think you learn from those situations, you know, the people that you've been around, and you try to take all those situations and you try to share them with your players, and we've done that, and hopefully our players can benefit from a lot of the experiences that we've had.
Yeah, no question. Coach, I'll let you go. I know you've got a lot of work to do. I absolutely love following you. Popped out to practice yesterday. You have so much energy. I'm thoroughly entertained with what we're able to see with you guys, and that goes all the way back to spring and just watching you both on the field but out in the community. Man, you're just killing it, and we cannot wait to see your team in action this Saturday.
Oh, thanks, Brady. Really appreciate it.
All right, let's catch up soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, go get him. All right, there's CSU head coach Jay Norvell. I like what he had to say. I love what he had to say. He absolutely, Angel, he said it. He said he's going to be honest. I don't like it. I don't like what Jim Harbaugh's doing. I don't either. Dude, it's disrespectful. Now that I hear a coach actually say it, it just furthers my belief. I had a guy on yesterday who was like, I don't know if it's that big a deal. The head coach just said it was. He just said, yeah, I didn't like it. It's not great. I got to focus on me, but it's not a good look. This is Jim Harbaugh. I'm frustrated with it. Oh, do we need to take a break? Okay, we do need to take a break. All right, Angel, take me away. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.